This is Advanced Ability Center tape number 8. And the title of this lecture is David on Standard Tech.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Thanks a lot. We have some musical entertainment. Where's that coming from? Oh. There's a world famous video crew here from Sydney, Australia, who are shooting some footage of the independent activity here in Western United States, and they'll be taking it back to Foment Great Motion in Australia. So that's what these people here are doing. What other news?
Why don't we say hello to all the people?
One, two, three.
Hello, Australia.
I think it's supposed to be Australia, though. Yes. After David's talk, we'll do that right. We'll start off. There have been lots of recent graduates, some of whom have already left town, and others, I guess, are still here. There are a couple of people who would like to give some short wins. You notice I underline short, but no, that have been coerced to saying a few good words. We'll start off with Tony Dunsborough.
Hi. Harvey asked me to say something. I really don't know what I'm going to say other than I want to acknowledge all the staff here for helping me, because I was not doing too well. As a matter of fact, I think I was kind of buried in the sand, not really caring what was going on because I didn't want to be part of it. And now I'm out of that. I'm winning. No, I'm doing better than winning. I'm flying. I mean, and the service is just so personal, so spot on, and for you that you can't help but win. I mean, I don't know what to say, because it's, you know, like, it's not for the CS, it's not for, well, which you should be doing this, so we're going to have to audit this to get you to change. No, it's for you to change what you want to change. And everything has been done for me and made it possible so I could get in session more. I'm from LA, I'm working, weird hours. Plus, I'm getting in session, and everything has gone right, so I've gotten as much time that I have off that I can get in session, which I've had a hard time doing because I'm winning so much that I can't get in session, so if you can follow that one. But it just, you know, it's so safe, it's so sane, and you can do what you want, and you can do it as fast as you want. There are no stops, and it's fun. You know, what else can I say? It's fun, it's light, and that's the way the auditing goes. You know, it's not heavy, it's not restrictive, it's not, you've got to go slower, there's no hint of you shouldn't. Not one slight bit which makes you fly, or at least made me fly. And that's where I am, flying.
Without further ado, let's welcome David.
Well, I'm supposed to talk about something controversial today, so I thought I'd give you a brief insight into a moment of the life of a squirrel. But But actually, it gives me an opportunity to express some protest about that, because we are actually chipmunks. And I imagine... The real reason I did that is because I'm timing. It's a little stunt on timing, how long it takes from saying something here on Sunday afternoon until when it's getting fed back up. Anyway, the reason why we started off doing this is basically because we subscribe to the aims and goals that LRH set forth many years ago to help people and to make the able more able and do the various things like what we could to bring about a world without insanity and without fear and without criminality. And without reiterating a lot of things that have been said before, we decided that we would go ahead and start delivering the tech in a different atmosphere from what was going on, in order to be able to do it more freely. And at times, we've made mention of the fact that one of the most major differences that we've noticed is an increase or a betterment of results that we attained. And we've expressed various ideas about why we were getting better results, and so have other people. One of the most common reasons is the fact that we don't have any consequences for anything that a person tells in session, for example. And we don't consider that anything a person says in session at any time should ever be taken up later or used against the person and in a nefarious way. And that's an obvious reason why it would be much more easy for people to go into session and, of course, to get faster case gain. And of course, the prices and various other aspects of what we're doing make it possible to get better results. And we've covered a lot of these things before, but I think what hasn't been expressed is the fact that I've had a lot of experience over many years as a CS in a lot of different orgs. And while I've always seen a lot of very good results, I personally, you know, keep getting quite flipped out about how spectacular the results are that we've been getting. They're not just better, but they're just much, much better. And to me, that's a real thrill. So when somebody asks me a question like one of the standard tech, standard questions that I often get asked, like, do you practice standard tech? Which is a kind of a strange question, really. But people often want to know whether we do practice standard tech or whether it's the same thing as what they would get if they went to an org. And it's often a point of concern with people. Now, I want to go into that subject a little more fully, but sometimes I answer that no, it's not the same. It's much, much better. And I actually mean that. It really is much better. And it's better because I think the various basics are in, like ARC, no oppression, there's trust. And of all the criticisms that I've heard about various things like prices and heavy ethics and so on, I think possibly one of the worst things that's occurred over the years is the falling out of trust between staff and public and amongst various members of the staff towards each other in the organizations and between various members of the public. And instead of a high degree of affinity or friendliness, this element of suspicion came in. And I think that one of the major things for the decline that took place is the dropping out of the trust factor. When people can't trust each other, it starts giving rise to all manner of ills. And so I think the fact that we tend to trust each other and trust our PCs and students and so on, I think that makes a tremendous difference. Also, for various reasons, we've changed the names of various services that we deliver. And you'll often hear people talking about ability, this, that, and the other, and advanced ability, this, that, and the other, which is partly out of deference to the subject of trademarks, because we don't want to cause any confusion in the public's mind as to the fact that we are a very distinct and separate organization from other corporations such as the Church of Scientology or RTC or ASI or COST. I may have used the word COST there as Church of Spiritual Technology, a recent corporation that's started off. Anyway, we're separate from those, and so of course we use our own names for services. So anyway, we deliver auditing at Ability 0 and Ability 1 and Ability 2 and Ability 3 and Ability 4, and then later on people go on to solo and do Advanced Ability 1 and Advanced Ability 2 and so on. And part of the reason why we call them that also, though, is because I would hate to have anybody else think that, you know, we were doing the same stuff and getting the same results. And I certainly hope that nobody starts using our names. But to talk seriously about the subject of standard tech, with the advent of the independent field, a lot of people have expressed a very earnest desire that the tech not be altered and that it be kept standard. And the first thing that I want to say on that is that I've had a lot of experience over the years looking for out tech and looking for departures and trying to correct them in various auditors and CSs. And I don't think there's, I personally don't think there's more out tech today than what there was a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago for that matter. There has always been a considerable amount of out tech, whether it was in the field or in an org or whatever. And it isn't a matter of trying to concentrate on stamping out tech, because when one gets into concentrating on trying to prevent any outness from occurring, that in itself can lead to a fixation on that. And it's actually far more effective to help people and encourage people to do correct tech than it is to try running around stamping out each instance of incorrect tech. There are a vast number of people who've been trained over the years as auditors and as CSs who are not auditing or CSing today. I've talked to quite a high percentage of those people or communicated with them in correspondence, and one of the most major or the most common reasons why these people are inactive and don't audit is because they're afraid of doing something wrong. Not because they think it's irreparable, but because it could result in an action being taken on them which would then get their cert suspended and so on and so forth. And if there was a system in existence which corrected people or improved them when they made a flub, we wouldn't have a large number of inactive people around. So it isn't a question of whether I or anyone else had the desire to have people auditing. It's a question of whether the system that's in existence has brought about an improvement of auditors and supervisors and CSs, because if it had, we would have a tremendous number of active auditors and CSs and supervisors today. So anyway, I'm advocating a very major change in that, which is the encouragement of people to audit and supervise and to make it possible for them to improve and to be able to freely admit when they've made an error and to be able to study up on it or get crammed up on it or whatever. they need, and then be able to go back and do more of it and do it better than they did last time. So that's one of the major differences. And then this point about standard tech is something that I feel is something that could be clarified. Standard tech has often meant the last latest. And a person trained on a course over the years has gone out and he's done his training, he's learned how to do it. And I've seen this since I've been around, since about 1957. And he's done a course, such as in the old days he might have done the HCA course, and gone out and started auditing, and within 3 or 4 months, what he was doing, what he learned on the course, was no longer what was in vogue. And so he was considered to be non-standard until he came back and learned the latest. And of course, there's nothing wrong with people coming back for refreshers and being brought up to the latest thing. I think that's a good thing. But it doesn't mean that what he's doing or what he was doing at the time was non-standard. So anyway, over the years, what's considered standard tech has been a constantly changing tech, a constantly changing subject. And so I feel that the term would have to be redefined in order to be meaningful. And what we mean, really, is high-quality tech. And of course, the higher trained an auditor is, or a CS, and the more experience he's had, of course, the better results that he can get, because training and experience do bring about greater familiarity and greater ability to apply and greater ability to get results. And so, rather than talk about standard tech, I'd rather talk about, you know, high-quality tech and high-quality results, because then that's something that we can all agree upon and we can see whether it is or not. And there's a way to judge it, which is to judge it by the products that are produced. So what we ask of people when they look at what we do at the centre is that we judge it on the results that we produce. Look at our PCs, look at our students, and see whether they're winning or not. And one of the reasons, of course, why we're happy to do that is because we feel that that will promote us better than we could ourselves. Now, with independent centres in various parts of the world, I've been asked on many occasions, you know, what role do I intend to play with regard to that to ensure that the quality is good? One of the things that I feel is a saving grace in this independent movement is the fact that if somebody doesn't deliver good results these days, that he will lose all of his PCs and students. They'll go somewhere else. And so, and that is happening, of course. It's happening to a very marked degree. Probably shouldn't say this, but I actually heard an inside piece of skinny recently. Which, there was some type of head count done on the activity-inactivity ratio of Scientologists around the world, and about 3 or 4 weeks ago, it was estimated by an illustrious management committee that the percentage of inactive Scientologists was currently 85%, which is actually higher than I thought it was. But it's a pretty stunning number if that percentage is correct. And I don't know for sure whether it's correct or not. I do know that a high percentage are inactive for various reasons. But if we do nothing else, if we were to do nothing else here other than get people who are currently inactive and get them active again and getting auditing and training, then I feel it would have been worthwhile. And anything that we accomplish over and above that, of course, is even better. So, anyway, as for the thing about results and free enterprise, when people get results, people come back for more. And when they don't get results, people go away and they go somewhere else. But the unfortunate thing is that there's always a certain percentage of people who, having gotten a bad result or not gotten good results, become inactive and they don't go back for more, either to where they got the bad results from or to anywhere else. And we get a lot of people, there are a lot of people over the years that have dropped out and become completely inactive. And what I want to do, and the staff and I have discussed this recently, one of the things that we want to embark on right now and in the immediate future is a very concentrated program and push towards getting people who have gone completely inactive, whether it's due to ARC breaks or disillusionment or upsets with what somebody, have to steal somebody else's line here, but what somebody called people like the finance firemen, which I thought was a good description because they wear firemen's uniforms. Anyway, but for whatever reason that people have become inactive, and there are very strong reasons. Anyone who's talked to a Scientologist who's struggled away for years as a field auditor or a mission holder or a staff member and, you know, then been raided by the firemen or whatever. There is a lot of bypass charge that they get on it, and they really do. And I've had to, you know, I and staff here have had to handle some of the bypass charge on PCs, people that have come to us as PCs. And you take somebody that's been a Scientologist for 15 years or 20 years, they put everything they had into it, and the net result was that they were suddenly accused of and being an FBI agent or a CIA plant or an enemy or something like that, then it's pretty heavy. And that's one of the reasons why I feel the trust factor should be put back in. People don't devote their lives and work and put everything they've got into helping the orgs and helping others because they're, you know, have other reasons for doing it. So I think that they should be validated and recognized for what they've done. And basically what I'm asking now, and the purpose of this talk is what I'd like to do is to start not just a wave of us recovering people who've gone inactive and getting them getting more training and processing again, but what I'm asking for is that everybody, you know, each of you, start on a campaign of talking to people who've gone inactive and who aren't progressing with their training and processing and just simply asking them why and getting them going again. Thank you.
Time for thank yous. Thanks everyone for being here. Thank you, Peggy. Thank you, Tony. Thanks, David. Thanks to all the new people for here for the first time today. I hope the butterflies in your stomach at being in this group is have disappeared. I want you to know that the AAC video is being played on the table down there for those of you who express interest in seeing it. Thanks. Bye-bye.